Hello, hello.
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्तादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
Vivaldi, who is going to record?
It gets recorded.
So in our last session we saw भूयस्तम तपः आतिष्ठ विद्याम चैव मदाश्रयाम ताभ्याम मंत्र हृदि ब्रह्मन लोकान द्रच्य अपावृतान. सो वी वर इन कैंटो 3, वी कंप्लीटेड चैप्टर नंबर 9. इन 9 वी सॉ दैट ब्रह्मा जी इज डूइंग द स्तुति ऑफ नारायण आफ्टर डूइंग द तपस फॉर 100 celestial years, that means 360,000 years Brahmaji did the tapas, and then he saw Lord Narayan. Then he did the stuti of Narayan. After the stuti of Narayan, Lord said, okay, whatever you have got inside in your mind, I have already given you. Because Brahmaji wanted to know how to create this whole world as I have done in the past. There was no memory how to create. The Lord said, I have already given you, but what you have to do? Bhuyastam tapa atishta, but you have to do the tapa once again. Again you have to do the tapa. I have already given all knowledge, Ved, everything you know, but you have to do tapa. What is this tapa? This tapa is the, You see, when you control your mind and senses, then only you can think properly. Otherwise, you can never think. If your mind is agitated, you cannot think properly. You cannot take a decision. So again, you do the tapa. Vidyam chaiva madasram. What is this vidya? Vidya is upasana. In Isavasya Upanishad, we have seen vidya is upasana also. So you do tapa and you do upasana also, then tabhyam antarhridi brahman, then what will happen? Antarhridi, in your inside, you will see all lokan. You will be able to clearly see the all lokas. Apabritam, clearly you will be able to see. Then in verse number 32 of chapter 9, Lord said, yada tu sarvabhutesu daru svagnimip sitam prati pratichakshit mam loko jayyath eva kasmalam. He gives a very good example. He says, so long you are seeing the wood, like before winter, in all this petrol pumps you find they sell logs, na? In different packings they sell log, firewood. So you can bring them. So long you are seeing this firewood, of different size, different shapes and all that, you are under klesha, you are sorrowful. But the moment you start seeing that each one of them has got the power to give you light and fire, you are seeing the ekatva then. Different type of firewood. But what is the common in all of them? Fire is the common. Similarly, when we are seeing the only outer garments of each individual, panchakos if we are seeing, we all will be suffering. The moment you start seeing in each one of us that common factor, the life spark in each one of us, then all sorrows gone. All sorrows. A very simple science, many times I have explained. Who is giving sorrow? Panchakos. Maya is giving. Atman can never give you. So long you are seeing outside, you are suffering. The moment you start identifying with that life spark, Ananda Sarup. Then he says, Yada rahit atmanam bhutendriya gunasehi swarupena mayopetam pasyan swarajam richati. Yada rahit atmanam. When you withdraw your bhut indriya gunase, you withdraw from the bhuta, from all the objects, then the senses, your mind, when you withdraw and sarupena mayopetam, and you start meditating on me, what you will find? Swarupe Nino Swarup. You don't have to meditate on others. It is already with us. If you want to find me, meditate on yourself, on your own Swarup. Then what will happen? Swarajam Richati. You will get Swaraj. What is the Swaraj? You get the moksha. You get liberation. Then he promises, Rishi Madhyam na Bhagnati, Papiyam Swam Rajoguna, Yan Manomai Nirbaddam, Prajasansidopi. Rishi Adhyam. Rishi Madhyam means you are the first Rishi. Brahmaji is the first Rishi, first living being. Adhyam means in beginning. Rishi Madhyam. Na Bhagnati Papiyam Swam Rajoguna. You see, the Brahmaji is also under Sattva Rajas and Tamas. Any creation, whatever you see, all are with Maya. Brahmaji is also with Maya because he has to create. Since his job is to create, so which guna will be predominant? Rajoguna will be predominant. So what is the effect of Rajoguna? It said it will give you bind, it will bind you. Rishi Madhyam na Bhagnati Papiswam Rajoguna, it creates sin. Sin means the vasana, it creates vasana. Rajoguna creates vasana. All the jivas are predominant. Sattva. Rajas and Tamas. We all are predominant, manufacturing defect. All of us, we are Rajo Tamogun Pradhan. So what we have to do, where we have to go? Sattva Pradhan. Why Sattva? Sattva will liberate us. So in Maya itself, there are three guna, Rajo and Tamo binds. And Sattva Guna will liberate. And manifesting defect is, we are Rajo Tamo Gun Pradhan. This is our situation. So he is telling Brahmaji, that you are going to do all this creation, so you have to be also very rajasic. And rajasic gun binds you. It is papatma. It is a sin. We all are bound because it creates vasana. But he says, yan mano mai nirbaddam. But you will not be bound by this. Why? Because your mind will be always with me. Mind will be always with me. See, if you don't want to get caught by Rajogun, what we have to do? What is the solution? Where the mind should be? With the Lord. Abhi hai hamara mind Lord ke paas mein? Nahi hai. Only in the karma yoga, the mind goes to the Lord, otherwise not. We are not doing karma yoga. In karma yoga, what is the principle? Same principle. Do the karma. Brahmaji, you do the rajasic karma, but your mind should be with Lord. What is the karma yoga? Do your karma, whatever you are doing, but your mind should be with the Lord. Mind should be with the Lord means what?
For the happiness of
the
Lord.
For the happiness of the Lord. Bas, itna kaam karna hai. If you can imbibe this thought inside, if you can assimilate this thought, that all my actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Bas. Then your mind is always there with the Lord. Then he says, Putena tapsa yagyaidana yoga samadhina radham nirsreyasa punsa mat pritisa tatvyanvitam. Tattva Vinmatam, those who are the knower of the truth, they say that the good, the my pleasure, the pleasure of the Lord is the highest. Tattvit always say. That is what we also say. Gita also says same thing. The pleasure of the Lord is the highest. That is what they say. And how you can attain it? Purtena. Purtena means by doing social work. In earlier time, you will find people, opening schools, charitable institutions, dharmasalas, purtena, or gaon mein kuwa khod diya, or a tube well, all purtena, social work. तपसा, अगेन तप, बार बार आ जाता है सर, कॉन्सेंट्रेशन ऑफ माइंड, कंट्रोल ऑफ योर माइंड एंड सेंसेस. यज्ञ, व्हाट इज यज्ञ, यू हैव टू रिमेंबर यज्ञो वही विष्णु, वन नेम ऑफ विष्णु इज यज्ञ. इन विष्णु सहस्त्र नाम यू विल फाइंड द वर्ड यज्ञ. तो यज्ञ मीन्स विष्णु, विष्णु मीन्स वॉट, ऑल योर कर्म शुड बी फॉर विष्णु, ऑल कर्म फॉर द विष्णु मीन्स वॉट, ऑल कर्म शुड बी फॉर द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द विष्णु. दिस वे यू हैव टू डिराइव यज्ञ. देन दान, डू द चैरिटी फॉर अदर्स. देन योग, समाधिना, देन समाधि, राधम निःश्रेयसं पुंसाम, एंड यू विल गेट द निःश्रेयस, यू विल गेट द मोक्ष. नाउ वी आर कमिंग टू द 10th चैप्टर.
अथ दशमोऽध्यायः. विदुर उवाच, अन्तर्हिते भगवति ब्रह्मलोकपितामहः, प्रजा ससर्ज कतिधा दैहिकीर्मानसीर्विभुः.
अन्तर्हिते, अन्तर्हिते मीन्स आफ्टर डिसअपीयरेंस. देयर इज अ हिंदी वर्ड कॉल्ड अंतर्ध्यान, इन संस्कृत वी विल कॉल इट अन्तर्हिते. अन्तर्हिते ऑफ हुम, भगवती, द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ द गॉड हेड, दैट मीन्स द लॉर्ड नारायण. When the Lord Narayan disappeared, so after giving advice to Brahma ji, Narayan disappeared. Antarhite Bhagavati Brahma Loka Pitamah. So who was left there? Brahma. Who is Brahma? Loka Pitamah. Lok means all the lokas. Pitamah means what? Grandfather. So Hindi word for the grandfather is Pitamah. Why is grandfather? He is the first Adi Purush. First he came. Then after that all the generations came. So Pitamaha. Prajaha, Praja means generation. Sansarjaha, created. Katida, how many types of generations he created. And how he created? Daihiki Manasi Vibhu. Vibhu means, oh great sage. Vidur is addressing to Maitri. Sambad is going on between Maitri and Vidur. Oh Vibhu, please tell me how many types of creation he created, dahik and mansik. So creation can be of two types, dahik and mansik. And he created mansik also, dahik also, Brahmaji. Mansik creation, our dream world is mansik. Our children are dahik, dahik srishti.
Ye cha me bhagavan prishtaha tvai atho bahuvittama tan vadasva nupurvena chindina sarva sankshayan.
Ye cha, all these, me, by me, bhagavan, bhagavan is addressing Maitri. Prishna, I have asked you, Tvai, Tvai means you, Artha, the purpose, Bahubittama, Bahubit means knower, knower of many things, Bahubittatar, better than Bahubit, and Bahubittama, the best among all the knowers of the truth. So he is addressing Maitriya, who is addressing? Vidur is addressing Maitriya, Bahu. Bittama, Tan Badaswa, whatever question I have asked, Tan Badaswa, you tell me. How? Anupurvena, from beginning to end. Jitna pucha hai, sab batao. Don't leave, this is not important. You are not qualified for this question, don't ask this question now. No. Anupurvena, Purva, beginning, Anu, Paschat. In detail, you tell me. Why? Chindi na sarva sansayan, Chindi means destroy. Na my sarva sansa, all my doubts. I have got doubts about all these things. Please tell me all in detail so that my knowledge is doubt-free. If you remember correctly, I must have mentioned many times, whatever we study, our knowledge should be? If your knowledge is with doubt, you will not tread that path. You must know the science, why it is said, how it is working. Once you understand the science, then only you will start working. Otherwise, you will not tread that path.
Suta uvacha evam sanchoditastena kshatrakausharavo munihi pita pratyahatan prashnan hridisthanata margava.
Evam sanchoditan, thus being enlivened, ten by him. Now Sut is telling, who is this Suta? If you remember, the Bhagavad started with Sut and Saunak. Saunak Rishi, they were performing a yajna of 1,000 years, fire rituals. So during the daytime, when the one fire ritual, one aspect is over, then there is some leisure time, what the Rishi will do. At that time, they ask Sutji, you tell us about the Lord. That is how the Bhagavad Gata being told to the Saunak Rishi, those who are doing the yajna. So Sutji is telling to the Saunak, evam sanchodayantena chatra. Chatra means Vidur. Vidurji asked this question. Kausarabo. Kausarabo means the son of Kausar Rishi. That means Maitri. The father of Maitri was Kausar. Munihi. Priti pratyaha. And he was very pleased. Priti? Pleased. Pratyaha. Pratyaha means pratyaha. Then he replied. You see, when you go to the spiritual master and you ask the questions about the Jagat and Ishwar, then he is very much pleased and he will go on star. Prashnan, how? Hridisthan atha Bhargavata, from the core of his heart. It's not that like our teachers in our schools in India. You go to a school, they will not tell you the 100%. If you want to know 100%, you have to take a private tuition. So here he is saying, Hridisthan, from the core of his heart, he is going to tell everything. He will not hide anything.
Maitre uvacha virinchopi tatha chakre divyam varshasatam tapaha atmanyam atmanam avesha yadaha bhagavanajaha.
Virinchopi tatha chakre. Virinchu, who is Virinchi? Brahma. One name of Brahma is Virinchi. Virinchi, api. Api means also. Tatha, in that manner. Chakre, performed. What? Divyam varsa satam tapa. Because Lord Narayan told him to do tapas once again. I just referred to you in the chapter 9. When the Lord was leaving, he said, again you have to do tapa. In the beginning he did the tapa. Divyam varsa. 100 celestial years is equal to 360,000 years of humans. So Brahmaji did tapas in the beginning, then he met Lord. Lord gave him all the instructions and blessing. Then he said, before creation you do tapas again. Then after the creation start. Therefore Maitri is saying, Virancho api tatha chakre divyam varsatam tapaha. He did that tapas again for 100 years. How? Atmani atmana avishya. Atmani means in the Lord. Atmana, his own self, he was meditating on the Lord. Avishya, engaging his own atman in the Lord. Yada aha, as was said by whom? Bhagavan aja. Bhagavan Narayan. Aja, not born. Aja means not born. So as was instructed by Lord Narayan, Brahmaji did the tapas for 100 years.
Tadvilokhyabjasambhutah vayunayadadhishtitah padmamambhascha tatkala kritavirena kampitam.
Tadvilokhya, looking into that, abjasambhutah Vayunam yadatishtatah padma ambascha tatkal kriti viryena kampita. Now he was sitting on that padma. Where from this padma has come? From the water. And at that time, Brahmaji was seated on that lotus. And the water and the wind was so strong that it was kampitam, it was trembling. What is this vayu and water? It is material world. There is a constant war between devotee and the material sansar. The whole sansar is illusory. Whole sansar is illusory. It is not at all there. But is a constant war going on between a devotee and the sansar, the material world. So there was, after the pralaya, this was surging. The water and the wind was surging. And with that, Brahmaji is also a devotee. But the weak devotee is destroyed. In this constant war of devotee and the material world, the weak devotee, they destroy. But the strong devotee, they are able to keep their existence, like Brahmaji. He was also fighting for his existence, but he was able to keep his existence. How he was able to keep his existence will be explained.
Tadvilokya vyadvyapi puskaram yadadhishtitam anena lokan praglinan kalpitasmitya chintayata.
By tapas, tapasa. How could he withstand all the onslaught of the material world? Tapasa. He did the tapas. He adhmanena, by increasing spiritual knowledge. These are all applicable to us step by step. Adhimanena, vidyaya cha atma sanstaya, and you have to have the upasana, and atma sanstaya, you have to abide in your atma. What we have to do? We have to do the tapas. What is tapas? Mana indriya ekagram. Only keeping in the memory will not work. You have to really withdraw from the world. Manasya indriya ekagra means you have to draw your mind and senses from the world. Then edamanena vidyaya, by the spiritual knowledge, you have to face this world. What is this spiritual knowledge? Spiritual knowledge that you are Brahman. You are not anatma, you are atma. Only two things are there. One is anatma, my body is anatma, whole world is anatma. We are identified with anatma because we are able to transact with the anatma, not knowing the nature of anatma. What is the nature of anatma? It is changing and perishable. And what is the nature of atman? It's permanent, eternal, it's infinite. Only infinite can give you permanent sukh. Therefore, it is said in Chandogya Upanishad, alpe sukham nasti. Alpe, one, anything which is limited. Limited in time and space. Na sukham asti. Bhumau sukham. Bhumau means infinite. Where is the sukh? In the infinite is the sukh. So tapasa hi madena vidya cha atma sanstaya vibriddha vigyan valam. Vibriddha, this knowledge is to be matured. You must be established in that knowledge. Vibriddha vigyan val, it should be your practical knowledge. It's not theoretical. There is a difference between gyan and vigyan. Gyan is theory. Vigyan is you experience it. Vibriddha vigyan valam nyapad vayum saham basa. Nyapad mana he drank. He drank. What? Vayum sahambasa. All the vayu and amba. It says that all vayu and amba, because of his power. What power? How he got? By the power of his tapas, by the power of his spiritual knowledge, because he was abiding in his self. Therefore, and that knowledge was vibriddha, matured. And vigyan val, it was not only theoretical knowledge, it was his own experience. Nyapad vayu sambasa, he was able to drink all that water and the wind. What did that mean? He was able to withstand. With knowledge also you see the fire, air. If we have got the scientific knowledge, we can control them, is it not so? Like your stove, gas stove. It is the fire only, but we control, we have got a knob to increase or decrease. What is that? It's scientific. We know the procedure, how to control. So with the scientific knowledge, if we can control the domestic things here, fire, air and everything we can control. Have we not controlled air here? Outside air temperature, inside air temperature is different. Have we not controlled? Yes, we have controlled. How we have controlled? Scientific knowledge. Similarly, with that knowledge, how to withstand the onslaught of all the sansar? We all are facing that situation. Always facing the sorrows from the world. But if you have got the spiritual knowledge, and if you are matured, if you are abiding that spiritual knowledge, then you will be able to withstand.
I missed this shloka 6, so I am reading 6 and 7 together again. Tapasayodamanena vidyaya chatma sansthaya vivriddha vijnanava vijnanavalo nyapada vayum sahambhasa tadvilokya viyadvyapi pushkaram yadadeshtitam anena lokan praglinan kalpitasmitya chintayata.
Tad vilokya, looking in that way, viyadvyapi pushkaram, viyadvyapi, it was that pushkar, that lotus was now all over the space, viyadvyapi, viyadvyapi pushkaram yadadeshtitam, and on that Brahmaji was seated. Anen lokan praglinan, praglinas, all the lokas were there earlier. All 14 lokas were there. Then there was a pralaya. After that, all the lokas were in the seedal form. All jivas were in the seedal form. What is the seedal form? Bij roop mein, bij mein, like in the seed, the whole tree is there. What is our seedal form? When the subtle bodies goes out, it is the seedal form. What is this subtle body? It's only a thought. Only a thought goes out of it. Seedal form. All those were there in that pushkar. Pushkar means that kamal, the lotus. He was able to see that everything is there in the seedal form. All the lokas were there. Kalpitam iti achintayat. They were there in the thought form, in the seedal form. So when there is a dissolution, everything comes to in a seedal form and stays there. Then after that there is a disturbance. How the disturbance comes, that you will explain.
Padmakosham tadavishya Bhagavat karma choditaha ekam vyavangshit urudha tridha bhavyam dvisaptadha.
Padma kosam, padma means the kamal kos, the whole kosa, the whole of the that lotus. Tada abhishya, now he entered into it. Brahmaji entered into tadavasya. Bhagavat karma chodita, how? Bhagavat, the supreme. Karma chodita means he was in live and he was told by Narayan that you have to do this action, you have to do, you have to create the whole world. So as instructed by Lord Narayan, he ekam vyabhangit. Ekam means one. It was only one. One lotus. Vyabhangit means divided. Divided urudha, the great division. Now it is the great division. Tridha. First he divided into three. What is this three? Bhu, Bhuvasva. So first he created these three lokas, Bhu, Bhuvasva. In these three lokas, most of the jiva travel. According to their karma, people are either on this loka or in the interspace, the Pitra loka, or in the Swarga, Dev loka. The most of the jiva, they travel into these three, Bhu, Bhuva and Swaloka. Tridha, Bhavyam, Dvi, Swaptadha. Dvi, dvi means two. Sapta means seven. So 2 into 7? 14. It can be made into 14 also. Even more than 14 also. Bhavyam, capable of further creation. So he divided into 3 first, Bhu, Bhuva, and Swa. But the same is capable to be divided into 14, Dvi Sapta. Sapta plus Sapta means 14. It can be made 14 lokas. Very good. Then,
Etavan jivalokasya sangsthameda samaritaha dharmasya yanimitasya vipaka parameshtyasau.
Etavan jivalokasya, these three are for the jivaloka. They go up and down. So what happened to other sevens? Upper lokas, Mahajana, Tapa and Satya. In the Satloka is the Brahmaji. He sits there. Now who goes to Mahajana and Tapa? One who does the Niskam Karma. One who does the Upasana. They go to Mahajana and Tapa. How long they stay there? 100 years of Brahmaji life. They wait there. And most of them, at the end of the life of Brahmaji, they get knowledge. Mukt ho jate hain sab. This is called Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti. Suppose you don't get knowledge here. What is the prerequisite for knowledge? Purification of mind. How the purification of mind will happen? Niskarma karma and upasana. Suppose niskarma karma and upasana you did, you didn't get a chance to hear the knowledge, body drops. Ho sakta hai? What will happen then? Sakam karma will go into bhubhuvaswa. One who has done the niskam karma and upasana will go to the Mahajana Tapa and Satyam according to purity of mind. These three worlds, Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, they dissolve at the night of Brahmaji. Each day, these three will be dissolved. How much is the day and how much is the night? We have seen many times. At the end of each day, these three lokas are dissolved. But Mahajana Tapa Satyam, at the end of the life of Brahmaji, they dissolve. Now all the lokas are not there. Now Brahmaji has come. He has created 3 lokas and he knows it can be created into 14 lokas also. So if we start our journey by purifying our mind, purification of mind, it will take time. We have seen in Panchadasi, Anek Janma Bhajanat. It may take many lives to purify your mind. So where these people will go? They will go to the higher loka. Wait there. Krama Mukti. What is Sadhya Mukti? One is the Krama Mukti, another is Sadhya Mukti. Instant. Like you have got instant coffee, instant tea. Sadhya Mukti, instant. Abhi mil jayega. What is that? Sadhya Mukti, you get the knowledge here and here. Jivan Mukta, Sadhya Mukti. One is Videha Mukti. What is Videha Mukti? When the Jivan Mukta dies, there is no more Deha for him. No next birth. Videha Mukti.
Viduruvacha yadattha vahurupasya hare radbhuta karmanaha kalakhyam lakshanam brahman tathavarnayana prabho.
Yadattha, as you have said, vahurupasya, varieties of forms, Hari Adbhut Karmana, Hari, Lord, Adbhut, wonderful, Karmana, all the karma, Kalakyam Lachanam Brahma, but they are all limited by time. Lord Hari has got a power that is called time. Everything is limited by time. Truly speaking, whole world is Lord in different form. But the difference between the Lord and the world is only this much. The Lord is Kalatit, beyond time, and the whole world is limited by time. So he wants to know about that Kal, time. Brahman yatha varnaya prabhu, please tell me about that time. The power of the Lord. The whole world is nothing but Lord in different form. What is the difference between Lord and the world? The difference between Lord and world is that Lord is not governed by time. He has got a power called time. But the whole world is governed by time. Everything is governed by time. Because we see different entity has got different life, different growth. Different growth. Even newborn calf, a cow's calf, you will find within few minutes it can stand on four legs. But the humans take 1 year to stand on leg. Different them. Growth is different. Lifespan also is different. Lifespan of mosquito is different. Lifespan of cereals different. Life of plants different. Life of tree different. Each and every entity has got a different span of time. Development, result of action, and therefore Vidur wants to know, what is this time? You tell me, what is time? I want to know this time.
Maitre uvacha gunavatikarakarah nirvisheso pratishthitah purusastadupadhanam atmanam lilaya srijata.
He says time itself is nirvishes, without any modification. We see as a modification, second, minute, hour, this and month and year, it is changed. But itself is nirvishesa. It's continuous, without any beginning and without any end. Nirvishesa apratishritam. But it gets a form of expression when it causes stirring in the guna prakriti. When they are in the guna and the prakriti, what is guna? Sattas and rajas and tamas. When they are in the equilibrium point, then there is no creation. When the sattva, rajas, tamas are disturbed, how they are disturbed? Why they are disturbed? Soye rehte apna sattva, rajas, tamas equilibrium mein. Why there was a disturbance? Because of the karma of each person. When they fructify, then the Lord has to create that jiva, and he has to create the world also where he can experience his joy and sorrow. So not only jiva is created, the whole universe is also created so that he can experience his joy and sorrow. So why there is a disturbance? Because of the fructification of our prarabdha, fruit of action. So stirring of the guna vyatireka, beginning of the creation, it forms the basis of the Supreme Being to his sport of creative manifestation. Then the Leela starts. Now what is this time? It is said guna vyatireka, it is a changing in the guna. If you ask a scientist what is the definition of time, he will say it is the difference between two events. Jaise wo race karte na, 100 meter race. So how do they measure? Ready, steady, go, zero. Then after that, start. When the race ends, then he says, so much of time you have taken. But our Rishi Muni say that it's not a difference between two events. Better definition is, it is a difference between two thoughts. inside. You don't have to go outside to see the events. All the events are being experienced as a form of thought. So, the difference between two thoughts is called the time. So, life of humans also is measured in the time. The Chanakya said that whatever life when you have got, you cannot increase by even 1 second by paying $1 million. You cannot increase it. So, one should understand the value of time. Not a single moment should be wasted in the present. Hello, pata hi nahi hai, kya kar rahe ho na? Whatever time you have, you should start purifying your mind. If you are wasting time, it is a great loss to you.
Vishwam vai brahma tanmatram samsthitim vishnu mayaya ishwarena parichinnam kalena vyaktamurtina.
So what happened when there is a pralay, the whole of universe comes back to the Ishwar, to the Lord, to the Creator. And then when again it starts manifesting, then from the seedal form it is created. So it is said when at the end of the cosmic cycle, the Lord's power, Vishnu Maya, has absorbed the whole universe into itself. We have many times seen that the Maya has got two aspects. One is the subtle, another is the gross. This is in the manifested. There is unmanifest. So Maya, this has got two divisions, unmanifest, manifest. In manifest, there is subtle and there is gross. So how dissolution happens? Gross will go to the subtle, subtle will go to unmanifest. Ek Brahman hai, one is the Brahma. He has got a power called Maya. Maya have got two stages. One is Abhyakta, another is Vyakta. Unmanifest and manifest. What is manifest? First it manifests in the subtle form. From that subtle form comes the gross form. What we are seeing now is the gross form. The pre-stage of this is called subtle. Our body is made of both subtle and gross. What is subtle in us? Mind, intellect, jnanendriya, karmendriya, prana. These are all subtle. And what is gross? Whatever. The gross and subtle.
Subtle body.
Subtle body, you know, 17 items. So gross and subtle, both are with us. This is manifested. And there is a one more stage prior to that is unmanifest, abhyakta. So it comes from abhyakta to vyakta to sushma, sthula. When it goes back sthula to sushma, sushma to vyakta, vyakta, abhyakta. Aap samajh aaya? Folded back. It is with time. How this happened? It is with the time. Everything, each and every event is measured in the time. Because of the time, it is all happening. That the Lord of all Ishwar brings all the entities into existence as a separate manifestation once again. So once a dissolution is there, then again creation. Lord will tell later on, whatever creation you are seeing now, it was in the past also, it will be in the future also, same thing. Only thing, it goes to the seedal form, it goes to the abhyakta and vyakta. In Bhagavad Gita also Lord has said, your sarir, you say it dies. He says, no, it does not die. It becomes abhyakta and after that becomes vyakta. What is the body? Body is made of Panch Mahabhut. Panch Mahabhut, now it is Vyakta. At the death, what happens? This Panch Mahabhut disintegrates and goes back into the Mahabhuta. So it has become Avyakta, unmanifest. From again, it will manifest.
यथेदानीं तथाग्रे च पश्चादपि एतदीदृशं सर्गो नवविधस्तस्य प्राकृतो वैकृतस्तु यः
यथा इदानीं एज यू आर सीइंग नाउ इदानीं तथा अग्रे इट वाज देयर बिफोर व्हाट एवर देयर वाज अर्लियर इज हियर आल्सो च पश्चादपि ईदृशं Paschad, in future also it will be like this only. Whatever you are seeing now, it was there in the past and in the future also, it will be like this. Sargo Navabhidasya, this creation is of the 9 different types and the 10th type is Prakrito Vaikritasya tu, and there is a modification in the Prakriti and Vikriti, that is the 10th type. So, 10th type of creation is going to tell us. अभी तक तो भी इन्होंने एक ही क्रिएशन है नाउ इज गोइंग टू टेल अबाउट द 10 टाइप्स ऑफ क्रिएशन अच्छा बताओ बाप जल्दी जल्दी बताओ
काल द्रव्य गुणैरस्य त्रिविध प्रतिसंक्रमः आद्यस्तु महत सर्गः गुणवै सम्यमात्मनः
प्रतिसंक्रम मीन्स डिजोल्यूशन द डिजोल्यूशन हैपेंस इन थ्री फॉर्म्स One is the time, in course of time the dissolution happens. Drabhya, material decays, or the guna. So drabhya, kal, guna. In three ways it deteriorates. Guna. So there are four types of pralaya. Four types of pralaya. One is called the nitya pralaya, which we experience every day. When we go to the sleep, Pralaya happens. There is no world. Nitya. Nitya means every day. Nitya pralaya. Every day. Each one of us experiencing that. Nitya pralaya. Naimittik pralaya. What is this naimittik pralaya? Naimittik pralaya happens at the end of the day of Brahmaji. At the end of the day of Brahmaji. Only three lokas dissolve. Bhu, Bhuvasva. How much is the day of Brahmaji? 360,000. Nahin, wo to divya varas hua. That is the life of the whole Brahma.
That is 100.
No, 1,000 Chaturyuga. What is Chaturyuga?
1,000
Chaturyuga. Chatur kitne hai? How many? Char hai. Kaun se hai? Kali Yuga. Which yug is going on? I have no doubt there. Kali Yuga. What is the length of Kali Yuga? 4,32,000 years is the Kali Yuga. Dwapar means two times of Kali Yuga. Very easy to remember. If you remember 432, then very easy. Kali Yuga is 4,32,000. 4 into 8 is equal to 32. Remember this way. 4,32,000 is Kali Yuga. Two times is Dwapar. 864,000. Treta, three times of Kali Yuga. How much is that? 13 point something more. 12,096 years ho gaya. And Satyug is four times. 1728. 28 na. If you add all this, how much is that? Very easy. If you remember 4,32,000 into 10 is the total of Chaturyuga. Because 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. 43,20,000. That is one Chaturyuga. Multiplied by 1,000 is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji. This is the day of Brahma. After this time, this three world will dissolve. That is called Naimittik Pralaya. Samajh gaya? After 12 hours of Brahmaji, Brahmaji will sleep for 12 hours. Again, that much of time. 1,000 Chaturyuga. He will sleep. 1,000 Chaturyuga is equal to 12 hours of Brahma. No, 1,000 Chaturyuga is equal to?
12 hours of Brahmaji.
Do you know how much is 100 years of human life? 0.001 second. If Brahmaji takes 1 second to wink, then we have taken 1,000 times birth. 1,000 times. Anyway, so Naimittik Pralaya is at the end of the day of Brahmaji.
When he goes to sleep,
After 12 hours. So Pralaya will be another 12 hours. 1,000 Chaturyuga will be Pralaya. So 1,000 Chaturyuga is creation, Vyakta, and again Abhyakta. Three lokas. Bhuvasva. Then comes the Prakritik Pralaya. Prakritik Pralaya, what is Prakritik Pralaya? At the end of the life of Brahmaji,
100 years,
then all the lokas will be dissolved.
All 14,
everything is dissolved. Now Brahmaji is going to create the all lokas, na? He already said that first I divided into 3, which can be again divided into 14. He already mentioned that means all these lokas are dissolved, khatam, nahi hai, prakriti. And another, the fourth type of pralaya is called Atyantik Pralaya. Atyantik Pralaya, that is for the jnani. For the realized person, there is no world at all. So the question of Nitya Pralaya, Naimittik Pralaya, and Prakritik Pralaya does not arise at all. Now it is said here, Adyastu Mahata Sargo Guna Vaishamya Atmana. Interaction with the Guna Vaishamya Atmana. Adyastu Mahata Sargo. Sargo, the first creation is Mahata. What is this Mahat? Many times I've said. First came the Mahatattva. What is this Mahatattva? Mahatattva is Hiranyagarbha. What is Hiranyagarbha? It is Brahmaji. When the Mahatattva is identified with the Chetan, we call it Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is nothing but Brahmaji. So in the scripture you will find Mahatattva. So immediately in your mind should come, it means Hiranyagarbha also. It means Brahmaji also. So first who came? Mahatattva came. Brahmaji came. Or Hiranyagarbha came. This is first manifestation. Adya, first of all. Astu Mahata Sargo Guna Vaishamya Atmana. First came Mahatattva. What will come thereafter? That we'll study in our next class. Coming. The sequence you remember, it is the same sequence mentioned here. It will come. Everything will come.
Om. Purna. purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate om shanti 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 hari om shri gurubhyo namaha hari